Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell.
This guy's straight bring us back. Mark Knopfler on vocals there. Welcome back, 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg, president of Tom Borg Consulting, an outstanding business consultant, management expert, help you and me get our organizations more organized. He's the author of True Small Business Brilliance, How to Think Different, Build Your Team, and Boost Your Profits, available wherever books are sold. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the circle of service, right? The cycle of service.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're talking a little bit about how our customers perceive our business. What are the experiences they go through, the little moments of truth along the way that kind of link together to form this cycle of service? So we were talking a moment ago about how you can look at it from the perception of them walking in from the front door, maybe visiting our website. But the key is to be able to take a look at that. Now, take that a step further. Let's break it down. Let's say you're looking at one of those moments of truth that make up that cycle of service. Let's take, for instance, the telephone. So mm-hmm. when people call in, how does that telephone answer? Now, we can do something else here, or we analyze this moment of truth, and that is, okay, identify how that person that you have working for you answers the phone. They might just pick up the phone, I say the company, and how can I help you? Okay, that's okay, and that's acceptable, but how can they really exceed expectations by taking that one moment of truth and upping the game, so to speak? So what they could do is the phone rings, they pick up the phone, they answer with an upbeat greeting. With their tone of voice, that's more like good morning. But they don't have to say good morning. Just they could say good morning in their tone of voice by just simply identifying the company. ABC Company, Joe speaking, how may I help you? So in a very short period of time, they can set the mood, set the expectation, and really start to build some rapport with this person calling in.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. And I'll tell you, and you know something else, and this is something that really bugs me. Mm-hmm. Be prepared to engage with a customer.
Yes.
When a customer calls in, they might not just want, you know what, when I call a company that I know, you know what I tell them? I say, hi, I'm Jim, I'm one of your customers. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I want them to know this person spending money is responsible for their paycheck.
Yes.
I do it almost every time. Hey, I'm Jim. I'm one of your customers. And then on the other end, you'll hear somebody say, so what? What do you want? I mean, essentially, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a customer engages you, engage right back.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared.
Exactly.
Train your people who answers the phone to have some personality, to engage with a customer. There are people right now that I've done business with for 20-something years, probably, and I haven't talked to the receptionist in a year, and I'll call up and I'll say, hey, Reggie, and she'll say, hey, Jim. She just recognizes my voice. I mean, where am I going to go when I need what they sell? I'm not going anywhere else.
Right. That's right. Makes total sense. You know, and Jim, what you're talking about is right on the money, because our customers, they really want to have a business relationship with us.
Yep.
They want to know, hey, who's the person on the other line? They want to, you know, have a bit of a conversation with that person much of the time. They would like to know that person cares about them, or that in your case, and hopefully our listeners' case, that their customers are getting the impression that, hey, they're liked by that person that's answering the phone, and that there's some type of a familiarity with that customer that's calling. And that people like that feeling. They like to know that they're respected.
There's a restaurant I go to frequently nearby, and a new waitress waited on me a while back, and she came back and she said, you're a regular, aren't you? And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, they know you back in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was talking about my order, the way I ordered. She said, they know you back in the kitchen.
Nice.
I said, is that a good thing? She said, oh, yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I liked I liked it when she said that.
Sure. Well, think about it. You know, when all businesses are equal, when people look at the choice of a menu, say, in a restaurant and maybe the pricing, those are the things that are going to put that restaurant ahead of their competitors, is that environment that they create and where that friendliness and just making people feel welcome. I think that's the key. If we can do that with our customers, let them really know that we care for them and we really want to go the extra mile for them. And that doesn't cost any extra money. That's just a little bit more focus and attention.
Don't we have to come back to the fact that with all the high tech we have, as Nesbitt said 30-something years ago, mm-hmm. with all the high tech we have, we're still analog human beings, and we want high touch.
You bet.
And here's the thing. If we don't get it from a big company, we give them a pass because we say, okay, well, I don't expect that from them.
Right.
But if we mm-hmm. don't get it from a small company, they've dropped the ball. They've let us down, haven't they?
You're darn right. People want to have that emotional connection to your organization. You know, we know it, our listeners know it. People will buy, and they'll say, first reason, well, I got a good deal, it's a good price. But the real reason, it's the emotional connection they have. If they don't, if they feel they've been dissed, or they've been given the cold shoulder, or they felt that the person waiting on them was rude, that's an emotional anchor that says, you know what, I don't think people want my business or
And I'll tell you something. I give small business owners slack for a lot of things, but customer service, not loving up customers, there's no redemption unless they just straighten themselves out. I mean, I give them a hard time. I do it face to face. If they don't do a good job, I'll tell them about it. Hey, I need a website quickly.
Oh, our website is www.tomborgconsulting.com, and it's Borg, B-O-R-G.
Can they find the books there too?
Yes, they can. They go to that website.
So check it out. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.